It seemed pretty grim at times, all blood, sweat and rolled up sleeves.
More taxes, more debt, more spending.
The guarantors of stability.
The deficit will be cut.
Negative, very personal and deeply unpleasant.
Just occasionally, a titter or two did escape.
To be completely fair, Nick Clegg has a gigantic face.
Nick Clegg read out some of the Twitter messages he'd received.
If you do vote on May the 7th, this is a real career-defining, country-defining election.
David Cameron seemed to be subconsciously drafting his own CV.
A North London geek.
Projecting him as this cool guy. Which
and there was Millie fandom in meme and music. Ed transformed into teenage pinup.
Hell yes, I'm tough enough.
So where have all the gags gone? It seems there may be a simple answer. Election campaigns are no laughing matter. A fluffed punchline can destroy a career. The political journalist Andrew Rawnsley says anything that's made you laugh over the last 6 weeks has probably been by accident and not design.
We've had David Cameron apparently not able to remember which football team he supports. We've had Moses Miliband and his tablet of stone. And we've had Nick Clegg, rather sadly, starting his election campaign in a hedgehog sanctuary. So I think there have been loads of jokes. They've just been unintentional ones.
When it comes to politicians trying to be comedians, maybe the last word should go to the great American cowboy and humorist Will Rogers. He once said, "I'm offended by political jokes. Too often, they get elected."